What's up, everybody? Joe Melillo, Patrick O'Donnell. Yo, we tried that. I was snapping, tried to do it, and it just didn't work.
Good on you. Good on you.
Hey, thanks for dinner tonight.
You're welcome. Again.
Yeah, I know. You guys are 3-for-1.
The count is lopsided, my friend. The count is lopsided.
As always, this podcast is sponsored by St. Elmo's Whiskey.
Sorry.
He does another drink.
Indeed.
So, Patrick, good to see you again, dude. July 4th weekend here, and, you know, Angie's moving along. She's week.
Yeah. Week 19 started yesterday. We skipped a week last week. So I'm going to cover, we're going to do a little 2-for-1. We got a little bit behind, so I'm going to do week 18 and 19. I'm going to cover both weeks 18 and 19 this week.
Oh, thank God, dude.
You're so welcome. You deserve it, friend. It's a holiday weekend. You deserve it.
Well, it's extra special this holiday weekend because it's the first time I've ever been a dad. That's biological.
Right on. Indeed.
That's how I feel.
A holiday weekend, you
yep.
mean? Or, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Well, right, no. Over this holiday weekend.
I thought that's what you meant. Just making sure.
I'm concentrating on trying to find my answers.
I can tell. Just got done chewing my ass for, you know.
Yeah, he's taking forever, guys. Angie, Angie's all over you because you're not doing the cooking right.
Right. You tell him, hey, welcome to my house.
Listen, pregnancy is tough. We understand. And we're trying to do more work for everybody. That's all it comes down to. We're trying to do the best we can for our wives. And you do a really, really good job at cooking. I gotta say, you do a great job.
You're right.
We're gonna switch up things this week. Instead of going down the normal order, we're gonna switch things up so that you, our listeners, have an understanding of what's coming next. So first off, we're gonna talk about facts about this specific week. So Patrick, why don't you go off on that, and then we'll update the lives and our wives, and then something new we learned, some tips and research, maybe a tip you picked up, and then predictions on what's to come. That's kind of been the basic outline, everybody, as we go each week.
Okay, right on. So with that, again, covering 2 weeks, week 18, week 19, and some facts about week 18 is that the baby's ears are now in place. They're physically in place, which for me is, you know, just a cute, wonderful visual on my little Violet Jean.
Now, speaking of ears, are you going to get them pierced?
Ah, it's an interesting question. Just the other day, Angie, my wife, asked me, or basically told me, we're going to go ahead and get the baby's ears pierced, basically right out of the gates. And I was just kind of taken back. I didn't even think that was in the thought cards right now. So we didn't come to a conclusion. I just, she talked about one of her friends that had her baby's ears pierced.
How do you feel about that, though?
I'm so, like I told you earlier, she thinks 5 months out, and I think 5 days out. So
I mean,
give me a break. So anyway, what do I think about it?
Yeah,
I mean,
are you going to go along with it and agree with it?
Sure. I don't have any issue with that as long as my little girl doesn't feel any pain or anything.
Oh, she's
like
going to feel
right?
pain. She's going to cry.
Well, I don't know about that.
Or do you feel like it's a
Angie
choice?
Angie wouldn't have it that way either. She wouldn't allow any pain.
Well, it's going to hurt.
Well, I'm sure there's.
They're
going to
stick
a
needle
way,
through
her.
Right?
Well, I know, but you got to think that there's some sort of.
Nope. There's no some sort of.
Well, I think there is.
There's some sort of sonogram going on. They look at her ear before.
Anyway, wouldn't allow it to happen if there wasn't there wasn't something in place that would not allow pain.
Boom. Okay. We'll see. I'm going to guarantee it's going to hurt the baby, but the difference is whether or not the baby's going to be hurt, like. When she's older, it's going to hurt more, and babies get over things quicker when you think about it. I don't know.
I don't know.
Or do you make it a choice for our daughters? Like when they're older, make it a special thing, especially since the major topic today is push presents and placentas.
You're right. We've already been through this.
I'm sorry. Anyway, that was off one sentence. I'm sorry.
No worries.
All right. Continue on.
Okay. An increase in appetite becomes, you know, even more noticeable. Apparently, it seems like it's been pretty consistent throughout the pregnancy, the appetite. But I guess anyway, there you go. And then can I jump to week 19 right
sure.
now?
Sure, go right ahead, okay, bro.
Let's go ahead and jump to week 19. The baby is the size of a mango. The mango, the tango. Have you ever been to the Mango in South Beach in Miami?
No. Oh wait, yes, I have. Oh my gosh, yeah. Like the style. Mango is the tango.
And then Angie was talking about, it's interesting, she's researching and reading whatever it is she's researching and reading. I don't know if it's online. She doesn't have a book, so she must be getting online. And she stated this fact just this morning when we woke up. So we're right in pace. You know, what we're reading is right in pace with whatever research she's doing. In unison, baby skin is developing a white cheese-like coating to protect it as the baby grows. It protects its skin because the skin is so sensitive to amniotic fluid. So it forms this white case. And it's called the Vernix Cassiosa. Vernix Cassiosa.
Cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese, yeah. They compared it to Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Award slime, but white. Cottage cheesy.
It's like ectoplasm to me.
Right. Like Ghostbuster stuff, right? Do you remember that movie, Joe? Did you ever see Ghostbusters?
Of course.
Okay.
Bill Murray's a legend, and if he ever made it on our show, he would be a good dad to talk to. I wonder if he's a girl dad.
He's one of my favorites.
So that's funny, because Angie was talking about that at dinner tonight. She's like, I always remember it being called cottage cheese and like thinking my kid comes out with cottage cheese around it.
Oof-da.
But because they're not... They don't become pruny then? That's what they said. The girls were talking about at dinner. Did you hear that?
Well, there you go. No? That makes sense, right? I didn't. I missed all that, and I'm glad.
So, again, there's your something new for the day, for sure.
For the day.
Yes. Unless you something new for the episode.
and the episode. I didn't mean to correct you.
Yeah, God forbid. God forbid you correct me, Patrick.
You're so sensitive.
I am very sensitive today. I had a crazy week at work. It was good stuff. It sounds like you had a good week at work. And, you know, I think that's a big part of it too, is like, you know, it's extra pressure. Like it's game time. Like it's fourth quarter.
Totally.
Like your money needs to be set up at this point.
It's
and
true.
I'm buying boats and cars. That's
boats, boats and hoes.
2 weeks. Sorry, sweethearts. All right, if our daughters are listening to this years later, we're so sorry.
Listen, that's a movie.
It's a classic reference
from Step Brothers.
Yeah,
boats and hoes. So there.
Yeah,
not original.
So for us, it's oh my gosh, I almost messed it up. It's week 15, and week 15 looks like a lot of fun. I gotta say. Too bad I searched week 16 on pregnancy. Am I 16? No, I'm 15. I'm 15 because you just turned 19.
Well, you're kind of 2 weeks behind I believe. So yeah, I think you should cover.
No, it's 3 weeks.
What? No, two. We're 2 weeks. It's just started 19 for me yesterday.
Yeah, no.
And because we had kind of a pause in a week. We didn't cover.
No, I get why. Okay, I get it. Okay. I get it. I get that part. No, I'm saying, but in real time, it's like I'm at week 15 because I just sang to Carrie, week 15 going on 16, because in Sound of Music, that's the song.
Yes.
But and that's how I'm remembering at this point.
Well, here's the thing too, where I get thrown is my date or my day that the month turns.
Yeah,
it's a Wednesday.
It's a Wednesday. Yeah,
yours is
a Saturday.
So
yeah. Well, so technically they're like, you know, 3.5 weeks apart, not 3 weeks.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So my baby, at this point, her name is Gia, but that might be changing. Mm. Which men, if you're listening, I would suggest being open to anything the wife says. She's the one carrying the baby. If she wants to change it to Gia, that's fine. Carrie's already looking pregnant, and that's for a couple weeks because it's her second
baby.
But usually at this point, the woman would be looking more pregnant, and it's also a good you know, we're still 4 months exactly in at this point. We're starting to see fluttering a little bit more with the baby moving around. We also had our ultrasound for 15 weeks. Carrie had another appointment, and we got to see more pictures. So I have more pictures of little Gia or baby M kind of growing a little bigger. She's looking really healthy, but she also looked like a freaking alien. I'm sorry.
I saw it.
And at this point, her eyes are on the side of her head. So it's and they're starting to move more towards the front. But we also have a shot of Gia flicking the camera off.
Flipping the bird. Starting her out early.
Devin was freaking out. He thought it was so funny.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm just going to tell you that right now.
Your baby was kicking.
I know.
Like a rocket. And ours was flipping the bird. I think that's a sign that
you
she's going to be
girl
more
away
like
from
me.
My girl, Joe.
No, they're going to be best friends. The girls were already talking about having sleepovers in the crib. Not anytime soon, like a year two when they're 2 years old.
Totally.
Guys, we're not going to put the babies in with each other. We're not that stupid.
Not yet, anyway.
Not yet. I hope to God we're not that stupid and we'd kill the babies.
That would be bad.
You know, we did get some news, too, also that Carrie has a condition where the placenta is in the back of her womb. So it's more prone if she works out or has stress to bleed, which is not a good thing. Something we have to worry about. But
I didn't realize
that also means
I must have been out of the room when you guys were talking.
This is news to you because we didn't talk about it tonight.
Got it.
But also, it means a C-section. So,
that's
possibly
that's
if it doesn't move. So it's still it could stay if it stays there. It won't be necessarily a problem. Carrie can't work out. Can't like walk. She would be on bed rest.
Oh,
yeah, but it's still early, so it could move to the next appointment. So we have 5 weeks to find that out.
Got it.
Which would be difficult because then Carrie would be on bed rest for a while.
For how long?
Like 15 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah. From what?
I didn't know that.
Maybe
that's,
I'm wrong.
That's
oh, my God.
That's
but that's what it
time.
Sounds like to me. Oh, maybe we should look into this.
Is it 15?
No, we're seriously.
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know. I got to look it up now.
Google it.
Not right. Okay. All right, maybe. I forget the terminology. But anyway, so that's 15 weeks for us. That's kind of like the big update was that we got to go. And then my dad sent me a picture, which, by the way, we should have our dads on next
definitely,
week because next week I'm going to be in North Carolina with my dad. So we could do a Zoom and I can record it. And if we Zoom your dad in, then it would only be 3 Zooms.
All right.
So I think
we
can do it.
I'll talk to my pop.
Yeah, that would be a good time to do it because I'll be in person with my dad.
Okay.
Anyway. Anyway, point being, big week this week.
Definitely.
My dad sent me that picture and it says, we all have that one sister, and it's a picture of a little girl flicking the camera off and the other sister behind laughing. And for some reason, it really resonates with me because my it's like East Coast shit. Like, you know, it's like, oh, like flick off the camera. Like you have one sister that's just a bitch. Like, fuck you.
Oh,
I don't know if that's the case. I don't. Both my sisters are super sweet and, you know.
I find it interesting that you say flick. That must be a Northeastern thing.
Is it flick off the camera?
Flick off the camera.
Yeah,
flick
that's
off
funny.
The camera. That must be
maybe it's generational.
Flip must be a South Dakota thing. I don't know.
Well, Devin thought it was hilarious. He was like telling all his friends, my sister's gave the bird in the camera.
That's so funny.
She's giving the bird.
What
remember he
cutie.
Said she's sassy.
What a so. Cutie.
Anyway, all right. So that's week 15 and week 18. Those are the updates. Kind
I did
of
18 and 19.
Oh, yeah, you did
yes.
both.
Hey.
Yeah.
Couple other things.
Go
that,
do it.
That one other, well, maybe just one other thing. Angie learned, and maybe I'm out of turn with our.
No, we have to update on lives and lives,
okay.
So that counts.
Right.
Go ahead.
So anyway, at her last appointment, or at some point in the last 2 weeks, she discovered that we're going to have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks before the baby's born.
I know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. We have to be separated from them before the baby's born. We can't be with them when the baby's being born.
I understand. I didn't realize.
No,
that.
I mean, and obviously in the hospital, but we can't. Are we going to be able to drive them? If we're quarantining, we technically can't drive them.
Shit, I didn't even think of that.
Maybe we put a barrier. I'll drive, and she's in the back of the truck.
A little, like a plastic. Like,
yeah, I'll just put her in the bed. The truck bed.
See, and that makes sense, but I just didn't even that wasn't even a consideration for me. But yeah, we got to be quarantined for 2 weeks before the baby's born. So thanks a bunch, pandemic.
Yeah, this pandemic's just like a freaking joke on our lives. Like, it's ridiculous.
Next Thursday in Indianapolis, for those that aren't from Indianapolis, it's in the county we're living in, it's masks all the time anywhere, which is part of the phasing process. Thank you.
Yeah, 4.5 at this point.
So it hasn't really been enforced, so to speak, here. And there's a lot of people wearing masks. And I wear it probably 80% of the time. You know, I'll just catch myself forgetting to throw it on before I run into a convenience store or whatever. But constantly washing my hands, constantly, you know, keeping my hands away from my face.
That's the kind of stuff that gets me worried about the pregnancy. So,
me too, dude. I'm with you. And that's part of it, right? We're right in the middle of this. And as it gets closer and this damn thing's still around, it's kind of like, whoa, wait a minute. Really? This, the whole time we're pregnant and when we're having the child, we got to, you know, have that consideration. So anyway, it's becoming more real. Like you said, it the whole baby in a pandemic.
I mean, how many people in the world are having babies in a pandemic? We're an elite class here. Because, you know, there's a couple tens of thousands.
Sure, of course.
But in general, we're an elite. I mean, this is difficult stuff.
Percentage-wise, right, pretty low percentage of people.
What are we going to do? We can't fight it. I mean, right. You know.
Onward and upward, Joe. See you at the top. See you at the top.
I need to make that into a GIF. See you at the top. So Angie's been doing all right, though. And Carrie,
still sick, man.
Yeah.
Wow. Still feeling like crap. Still sick. Not as often, but she just doesn't feel good.
Carrie's definitely on the downslope. It's only been a couple times. Now, you know, my advice to you, which we will do right now.
Okay.
Is guys and fellas out there, please don't talk about poop.
Poop.
Yeah, with your wife. Carrie gets really grossed out by stuff like that. So and I went to a wolf reserve and it smelled like garbage, like poop. And there's not, you know, it's a wild sanctuary, so it should smell like where animals are living. But in general, I was like, oh, it smelled really bad. And we were eating dinner and she was like, don't talk about that. And I almost messed up.
No poop talk. Yep. Fair enough.
At the dinner table.
I'm not one to initiate poop talk, but Angie doesn't give a shit.
Wow. All right, something new you learned.
Something new I learned is that until the... Could you hear that? Was it loud?
Until, no, you're the one that has the headphones on.
So it's for week 18 is traditionally... No, week 19. Week 18. Son of a mother. You couldn't find out the gender of the child until 1970, or the 1970s, to quote this book. So up until that point, you weren't able to, you know, have any preparation for one direction or the other. And I ran outside real quick and asked Ange, they're sitting out in the patio, you know, when we found out. I couldn't remember exactly when it was, and she said just after 14 weeks we were able to find out. So that was very interesting to me, that back in the day you couldn't find out till right now because the technology wasn't around.
That's great. Yeah. That's a great thing.
You know why? Because before that they couldn't make out the male penis. There you are. That's the whole test. That's the whole test.
Dude, that's all they know. No way.
That is what Adrian.
No way. No way. So they go in there and they're taking a picture of the penis. That's what you're saying. Well, what's the blood test for then?
Well, no. Well, not when I did it back in the day. Oh. I'm talking back in the day, bro.
I thought you meant now. Like, they're taking needles and they're like, look, we can't tell if that's a penis in there or not.
No. Goodness. Keep up.
Sorry, folks. We're on one tonight. Sponsored by St. Elmo's.
Keep up.
Cheers again. Something else I learned this week was that the placenta is something that some people eat. I've heard that before, but You put it in a blender and you can drink it.
What?
After.
It's terrible.
And also, what I really learned about childbirth is that the placenta, you give a second birth. So if a woman gives a vaginal birth, then look at your face. The placenta comes
horrified.
Out afterwards, and it's like a bloody sack.
I'm horrified.
That's what the girls were fine talking about it. I'm sitting here like,
I'm horrified.
That's really good. You sound like my cousin. Mario was horrified. You can't fuck around with that shit. No fucking way, dude. Let me tell you something. We should just do it the rest of the time in a Boston accent and fuck around with those socks. Yo, I'm from South Boston, yo. You don't fuck around with me. Listen, Mark Wahlberg's from South Boston, and I'm sure him and his wife had plenty of pregnancies. All right?
Don't you know? I'm from South Dakota. Don't you know?
Yeah, you do that. That's true. Yeah, well, don't you know? Good on ya.
Good on ya. That's Australian.
Yeah, that's true. Placenta eating is a thing. That's what I learned.
I can't believe you just brought that back up.
Sorry, placenta thing is a thing. All right, anyway.
No, it isn't.
Yes, guys, you have to be prepared for that. Apparently, it comes out and carry... take it home in a cooler. So that you, and listen, you can make it into, like, chop it up and make it into pills.
Shut
so they can
up,
they can eat it. Are you
dude.
Kidding me? You've never heard this?
No.
Okay, well, there you go. There's something else you learned.
How would I ever be in that conversation before now? Unbelievable.
I don't know.
That's unbelievable.
You got a tip for anybody who...
Don't eat the placenta. That's my tip. Really?
Go on to number four. What's our tip? For real. Don't eat the placenta. We're not eating it.
Yeah. Actually Angie did this before she even started showing any signs of pregnancy. She went out and bought a pregnancy pillow, right? And at least in Adrian's book, again, We're Pregnant, the First Time Dad's Pregnancy Handbook.
Thanks, Adrian.
Killer read. This is about the time that he suggests that you go out and invest in a pregnancy pillow, which ultimately... what supports the belly and hips, helps with the hips,
yeah,
keeping your knees apart, whatever, it's helpful.
Yeah,
and especially
does Angie
starting
use it?
Now it's been in the bed for
does she use
18
it?
Weeks now, basically.
Does it use it? Does she use
I
it?
I think she's kind of off and on.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, Devin uses it more than Carrie.
Is that right?
Don't kid me. He sleeps with it. He likes it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's a big C and
right.
It carries him, you know,
right.
Carries him.
Right on.
Anyway, all right. So that was your tip and research. Buy
yes.
The pregnancy pillow now. If
yep.
You haven't already, go
correct.
Get it. Mine is don't buy a boat. I'm sorry. I like the boat. I bought a boat 2 weeks ago. We've gone out on it once.
Yep. It's a
but
great
since
boat.
Then,
it's a great boat.
Now I haven't spent that much. I've probably spent $500 in addition to the boat itself, right?
But
so like the
stuff up,
yeah,
what?
Gas, picking up some of the tools and
gotcha.
Stuff, whatever that comes with it, which is great because in my opinion, I don't really need that much. But
sure.
Today I had to buy a new truck. So far, I bought a truck
for the boat.
But no, for
okay,
the
okay.
Yes, yes, no, for the boat because otherwise
see?
I can't
listen to
you. But you know, the truth of the matter is my truck is shitty. So I'm okay with upgrading. It's not that much money. We've refinanced and stuff like that, but now it just gets me real nervous again. So my tip is don't make yourself nervous. Fucking save your money.
Don't buy a boat.
Don't buy a boat and then a truck. All right, what's coming up next? What do we have to worry about in the next week? I know my baby's going to be about the size of an avocado. Mm. The eyes are going to be up ahead. It's going to start listening to me.
I didn't
oh,
know the
shit.
IPhone.
Maybe that's what I have to start predicting.
Yeah, that's one thing that we've done consistently is we've talked to Violet, and Angie made a song for Violet. Matter of fact, we'll have Angie on next week, and we'll have her sing her song.
Yeah, that's dope.
It's super, it's very
should
creative.
Should we have a song?
Well... I mean, we already have a song,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
We already have a song, but yeah, she...
Not we, I mean me and Carrie.
Oh, well,
I think we should. I mean, that sounds like we should.
Well, Angie made it up, and it's really good. So anyway, I don't know where I was going with that, but
that's your prediction, remember? that something about the singing or listening. Mm-hmm. Well, that's my prediction, is that she's gonna start listening.
Oh, that's
more
what
to
it is.
Us.
That's
so.
What, I'm sorry, that's where yeah. I went off on a tangent. Was she can hear, right? She can hear what's going on, and so we're talking a lot to her. Angie's made a song, so we're singing in the song, and yeah, it's kind of fun, right? Talking to my daughter.
And it also makes it more real for you. Again, here we go. You know, it is becoming more and more real each week. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, in all honesty, I think it's going to, my prediction is going to come more, even more real.
Yeah.
Maybe I should sell my boat.
Well,
I got a new truck out of it.
Let's take it out a couple more times.
Yeah, true. It's a good boat, dude. It is. And it's very low maintenance. I mean, all honesty, I change the oil once a year.
A pontoon.
I'll find a slip for it and we'll be there. And then, you know, I also want to bring the baby out. Like, in all honesty, it would be great to get the baby out in nature more and more than most people. And totally a toy, a boat, a nice toy like that, I'm in. It makes sense to me.
There you go.
Devin's a fish anyway. He loves it.
There you go.
See, I got to stop convincing myself.
Why did I do it?
You're in and out. I like it. There's no turmoil going on in that brain. None.
This is a therapy session tonight, folks. Listen, I had a real fun time.
Duh. Yeah.
We really care about you guys. If you have... Every week, if you every Thursday, we've been hanging out every Thursday the last month.
Yes, look forward to it.
Do you have anything to say to our viewers? If we, you know, any listeners out there that are actually listening to us, do you have anything to say to those people? Like, if they were over there,
if they were in the room right now,
yeah,
don't buy a boat, dude. That's what I would
don't mean. Buy a boat, guys.
Yeah. Oh don't my boy, boat falls.
It was too good of a deal to pass up. Doesn't matter. There's a baby coming. I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I love it.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, all.
And we really care about you. And if you guys want to follow us on Facebook, it's the New Old Dads Podcast on Facebook. We're also on the All Indiana Podcast Network, sponsored by Wish TV. We're also sponsored by the St. Elmo's Whiskey.
Yes.
I think we should get them to really sponsor us.
At this point, it's
another dead soldier. All right, guys. Good well, Patrick, as always, dude, thanks. And why don't you close this out?
Ooh. Wow, I used up my earlier with C at the top. So we're sticking. And that's a good one. C at the top.
C at the top, Patrick. C at the top, buddy.